So the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the second parak of Zvachim that among the different categories that interferes with the effectiveness of the korban process is the mechus kippurim. So one who is mekabel v'dam is going to disqualify the korban, but there seems to be some discrepancy. There is some debate as to just how bad it is, to just exactly what the effect is. And it leaves room, perhaps, for some questioning as to what exactly the status is of the Mechusar Kippurim himself, more about him rather than the question of the Korban. It's more about his status than it is really the Kachim question. And a question that some of the Achronim ask, so for example, is a discussion in the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh, as to what do we mean when we say a person is Mechusar Kippurim. So here, if he's been Tovel and he's had Harav Shemesh and he hasn't had the Korban, so does that mean that nothing has happened? So he's completely in his original state of Tumah? Or has he at least accomplished something? And it's just not all the way there. You find similar questions in other areas of halacha. You find similar questions in geirus, when somebody's in the middle of the process. Is there anything that's been accomplished? Or you find similar questions also with tevil yom. You know, is there anything that's been accomplished? So, here in our Gemara, when the Gemara talks about the question of Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami, so Rashi comments over there that that would mean that he's Ki'ilu Lo Tovo. V'yamachlo Chayiv Karis, Rashi says over here, and Ndaga Behem Taman, Limnos Behem Rishon V'Sheni, and Lekach Lo Kolsha Tuma, Eitzel Kachim Klal. So that's where Rashi seems to take pretty much that stance, that it's absolutely nothing, that it would have the exact same effect of somebody who is completely in the original state of Tuma, and for every nafkamina pretty much, and there's no diminution of the Tuma at all. But from the Rambam, there seems to be basis to say that there is some kind of graduated process, and there's first a Hafkas Tuma, and then a Kniso Letara, and that you find yourself somewhere in the middle of that process, and that that's what's going on. So that background is relevant to dealing with the Mevucha that exists within the positions of the Rambam in three places, where he seems to contradict himself and seems to contradict the implications of the sugyas. So one could get the impression from the Gemara and Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph that maybe there isn't a Chi of Misa, because the Havamina, at least, the Gemara says that it should be connected to that which is Posel Betruma, and if Mechusar Kippurim isn't, so then maybe that should lead to the conclusion that there isn't a Chi of Misa, and that could be consistent with what the Rambam expresses in the second comment in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, that's in Parak Dalet Halacha Dalet, where he says that Mechusar Kippurim is Pater. There, the Ravid is Masig on him because of the assumption that he invokes the phrase of Reu Kizav Dami, and therefore apparently should have the full status of Tuma. And the Rambam, in his comments of Parak earlier, in Parak Gimel Halacha Tes, he has the language that Mechusar Kippurim, that Nichnas Le'ezus Yisrael, Afal Pish Eino Loke, Makinus O Makas Mardis, and there the Ravid again has a Hasaga that he's Chayiv Kares. So the assumption that he has some support from Ari Gemara and Afid Zayin Amar Aleph, that really is maybe just in the language of the Havamina, Tosfos on Ardaf Tibra Maschil Gamar notes that it wouldn't seem that way, that we should learn from the concept that it's Mechalel the Avoda, that is comparable to a Tameh, and therefore there should be a Chiyuv Tumah. So presumably the language of the Gemara is talking about the basis for Limudim in the Havamina, but not necessarily the actual status, and that therefore presents more of a question on the Rambam, in addition to other issues. So the Kesef Mishnah's position on the Rambam, to defend him against the Ravid, is that the Rambam's position could be that he comes out differently in the Gemara, that Lav Kizav Dami, Musaf Yipurim, Mechusar Kipurim, Dezav, Lav Kizav Dami, but he's still have a quite problem in the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to contradict himself in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yates Halacha Beis, where he counts among the Chiyuvei Misa B'dei Shamayim, he counts again the Mechusar Kipurim. And there, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkus, that it must be a Tal Sofer there, and you have to say that the language there should be Yisr Begadim Shashimish, which seems to be a difficult Haggah, as Rabbi Zalman notes in the Evan Ezel, and he has his own approach. In general, there are a few Pilpulisha approaches to the Rambam, if you look there, and if you look in the Merkavis HaMishnah, he's got a lot to say. Part of the problem is also that the Rambam seems against the Beferish language in Kalim, and the Tosefta in Kalim, where it sounds like there is explicit Chiyuv Kares, and the Gemara quotes that in the Braisa, in Menachos, Andaf, Chavzayin, and Medbeis. So the Kesef Mishnah's approach, again, is that the Rambam is assuming different opinion. It's Machlokas HaSugyas, perhaps. They come out that way. And that there is a debate in general, whether we take the position that Mechusar Kippurim is Kizav or not. And the Rambam is taking the position that it's not, and these statements that assume there is a Chiyuv Kares is assuming that it is. And the Kesef Mishnah, in these earliest comments, in Perek Gimel and B'yas Mikdash, quotes the Mari Kurkus again, a little bit more extensively, that that's the view of the Rash in his commentary to Kalim, that that's the Maskana L'Halacha. But Chacham Tzvi has a short tshuva where he refutes that. That's in Siman Kuf Samach Beis, where he notes that that doesn't seem to be the correct reading. So that leaves that to be a difficult interpretation in the Rambam. So in the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh, he suggests that it could be that maybe to reconcile everything, that the statement in Kalim that there is a Chiyuv Kares, so maybe that's talking about a situation where, in the end, the Mechusar Kippurim doesn't actually end up bringing the Korban. So he is forever Mechusar Kippurim. But if he does actually bring the Korban later, so then, going back to his original beginning of the Torah process, already from the B'yas Shemesh, so then that is considered to be a beginning of the Tara B'Torah's Tanai. And maybe that has a different status. So that could potentially be Miyash.
Like Lemafreya?
Yeah. That maybe retroactively he has a different status. It's all Tully on him bringing the... Which is also the kind of thing you sometimes find in Geiris. And you sometimes find, to use those same comparisons we mentioned before, you do find such things existing in other places, la halacha. So you could theoretically have a model like that. But he also notes that it's hard to say that because you don't find any indication of this anywhere in the Gemaras or in the other Rishonim. And he says the assumption that the original Chakira we started with, the question of whether Mechusar Kippurim is at all anywhere around, anywhere out of the status of Tumah. So here you seem like you have a contradiction in Gemaras, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Pei Gimel and Medbeis, which you get to look at, calls Mechusar Kippurim Tmeya Mamish, and it's also the language of the Gemara in Nazir and Daf Memhei, and the Gemara in Makos and Daf Ches. They all sound like is literal Tumah to the Mechusar Kippurim. And one Gemara that sounds different is the Gemara in Psachim, the seasonal Gemara, Psachim Daf Lamed Hay, where the Gemara says, Tavo v'ala ochel b'maiser, harif shimsha ochel b'truma, so there's b'truma in, b'kad shimlo, so why? So the Gemara says, Tarhu ela mala. So it sounds like that really there is a effect, and that the Nechus HaKippurim actually is tar, but there's a mala, we gave him this extra chumrah, essentially. So it seems like it's a contradiction in Gemaras, essentially, and the Mishnah Malach actually notes that. Im Sui HaMikdashin, in Yud Ches Yadad, I think I gave that to look at also. So that seems to suggest perhaps a Stira Sasugius a little bit in terms of how to relate to it, and it may or may not be connected to the question of the Machlokes about whether L'chus HaKippurim Zav Kizav Dami or not, which also may be a Machlokes in the Gemaras. In the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, it's Rav Moshe Rosen, I don't know if you've looked at that Sefer at all, it's a relative classic on Kodshim, who's a Rav in Brownsville. Is that a familiar Sefer in Nezer HaKodesh? There's a Rav in Brownsville, I think he was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. It's one of the more well-known Sfarim on Kodshim. So he has a little bit about this. And he, again, is tentative and unhappy about the whole thing. So he has a language of Lulei de Mustafina. So he thinks maybe there's two different types of Mechus HaKippurim. So is that maybe you have one category, is somebody who has already been Tovo, and he's waiting for the time of the Havas HaKorban. And the second is one who already is in the day of the Hakravas HaKorban before he's actually brought the Korban. And that one, his category is like it's full yom before Bi'as Shemesh. And that's when the Tana says that Mechus HaKippurim is... Why is Bechi of Misa, that's compared then to a Tevil Yom. And that's what the Rambam's talking about in Hilchus Sanhedrin. But in Hilchus Bias HaMikdash, what the Rambam's talking about, he's talking about on the day of the Havas HaKarbon before he brings it. There he's not Chayiv Misa. And his Svar is, because since we find that the din is, that if he should encounter now a new Tumah, at this time, which is Roy for Havas HaKorban, so then it will be considered a new Tuma, and he's not going to be Miskaper with the Korban for the previous Tuma. That's what emerges from the Gemara in Krisus and Daf Ches, and the Rambam in Mechus HaKippurim Gimel Dalet. So, what does that show you? That shows you that the time of the Havas HaKorban is called a Shas Tara of a new level, more than the previous time. And therefore, apparently, the Tuma has lowered a bit.
So what's that case again? If the guy became Tame with an unrelated Tuma the day before he brought...
The day of bringing the Korban. Okay. So now it's going to have... It's not. The Korban's not going to help for this.
For the new Tuma, you mean?
Right. So that shows you that something's happened.
But if you became Tummy yesterday...
Right.
Then...
Right. So that shows you that something's happened. So apparently there is a status of differential between two different kinds of Mechus HaKippurim. The Mechus HaKippurim, the guy who's waiting for the day to come, and the Mechus HaKippurim that's waiting to bring the Korban on that day. So that maybe could explain the Rambam. This wouldn't work for Tosus, but maybe that could explain the Rambam. So again, there's not a full satisfaction in that approach either. And anything that involves Tos Sofers is always going to not leave anybody so happy. But it seems like from the Stira's that there's a need to involve at least some Tos Sofer usage. So that's already, I was a little uncomfortable. But what it does preserve on some level, so we have just at least one basic question of what exactly is the status of the Mechusa Kippurim. Is it literally zero? Which it sounds like, at least according to Rashi and the opinion of Mechusa Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami, that seems to be explicitly the case. And according to some Gemaras, that seems to be explicitly the case. But Omid Kenegdo, we have some question if that is the Maskana, of whether Mechusa Kippurim Gizav Kizav Dami is the Maskana. And we have the Gemara in Psachim, that doesn't seem to sound like that. And the Rambam's position is mysterious, except that he seems to have contradictory statements, so something's going to have to be amended. And so we have then these suggestions in some Achronim that maybe there are some Chilukim, possibly including the different stages, the Mechusa Kippurim, that maybe there's a distinction between one day and the next. That's the position of the Nezer HaKodesh. Or the suggestion of the Nesivos HaKodesh, that maybe there's a distinction between somebody who eventually does bring the Korban, in which case then a Tanai is fulfilled that makes his status significant, less Tamei, or somebody who never does, in which case then in the Hanami, that's what the statements in Kalim and Menachos and elsewhere, that he is no better than somebody who is completely Tamei. So I don't know if anybody has anything to add to that. Or,
do you see anyone attest a distinction between just kinds of Mechusa Kippurim based on what the original Tumah was?
I didn't see that.
There's four categories. We saw them. Maybe the Merkavis and Mishnah who made a distinction like that.
There is a long Merkavis and Mishnah about this. I don't. Didn't remember that he went that way, but you can check again.
All right, if I find it, I'll send it.
Yeah, I mean, there is a Mekavis Mishnah in B'as HaMikdash that talks about this. The Mekavis HaMishnah and the Ibn Azal both talk about the Rambam. If I remember, they think their Mahalach both is just in his language in terms of what exactly he's responding to, and that it's not a substantive distinction. I have to look at it more carefully.
I think Yitzi had an interesting mahalach he wanted to share.
Yitzi, b'chavi.
So, thank you, Moshe. The mahalach is more in regards to the minyan mitzvos question. Mm-hmm. So, Rav Moshe has a suggestion to be mahalik between Tful Yom and Mechusa Kippurim, that even if you assume by both Tful Yom and Mechusa Kippurim that it's Lav Kizav Dami.
This is the Moshe, the Igros Moshe and Chelek Aleph?
No, it's for the Divros Moshe and Yivamos.
Because he does have a tshuva where he talks about this a little bit in the Kachim section in Igros Moshe and Chelek Aleph.
We were looking. I don't know where we saw this Divros Moshe quoted.
Okay.
But he says that Tful Yom as a Din Chadash of Tuma. That even if you assume
Lav Kizav Dami, in the back.
We first quote in the Frankel?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where it was. And then by Mechusa Kippurim, the Lav Kizav Dami is that he's Mamish, not Tami. So in that light, that combined with the Grizz to be Mechalik between Knisa LeMikdash and Achilas Kodshim, in light of Knisa LeMikdash being a Din Kali, that all Tameim can enter in the Mikdash, and that's why the Rambam is not Mechalik between Tamei and Tful Yom and Mechusa Kippurim. And by Achilas Kachim, one of the Hagar is a Psul Hagof, and that's why Mechusa Kippurim is going to be on the board. But you would still not want to count all three of those characters, the Tame Toyom Chosar Kippurim, because it is also a Din Kali that Kajim cannot be eaten the Tumah, and therefore the Rambam, both by Kisa and by Achila, is not going to count an individual Lav, only one. However, by Avoda, there you do have the individual Isurim for the Tame and for the Toyom, and not for the Chosar Kippurim. So even though Mechusa Kippurim does have an Isser Daraisa with Hilol, he would be an extension of Tame, because he's not really Tame. He's really a Tahor. And the Din Chadash of Mechusa Kippurim is that Lo Gamra Tarasa. However, by Tfol Yom, based off of Rav Moshe's distinction, that it is a Din Chadash of Tame, so it would make sense that he would have a Lav Bifnei Atzmo, because the Isser Avoda is not a Din Kwali. It's not that Avoda cannot be done B'tumma. All of the individual Suli and Avoda are counted on their own. And that's why Aurel is counted on his own, and Tameh and Tolyom are all counted as their individual Lavin. I know that Moshe wasn't so convinced by the Chiddush of Rav Moshe, and there's also room to distinguish whether or not Achilas Kajim B'tumma is also a Din Kwali, that Pajim can be eaten Mesoma, or whether that should also be individual, and in which case you would be trying to figure out whether Rambam does not count Tulyom on its own. Those are just some of the thoughts that we had, just trying to figure out the Rambam, but it doesn't address the Sira of Sanhedrin Yates. You'd have to figure that out individually anyway.
Okay, Ashikar. Very nice.
Did we see anything about the phantom Rambam counting Mechusa Kippurim as its own mitzvah? My Esther of Daniel Bavli. Esther of Daniel Bavli. Yeah, you're to you. I'm to you. I'm just kidding, echo. Daniel Bavli asked Rav Avraham Ben Rava, why did the Rambam count fully only Mechusa Kippurim as their own Lavin or Gabi Zavoda when the Rambam does not count Mechusa Kippurim? And Rav Avraham Ben Rava responds back, basically, because he thinks that this should be, Daniel Bavli thinks this should be included in Tumma.
Okay.
And Rambam Ben Rambam says, no, they're both not Tumma. They're actually both already not Tumma, and therefore they have to be counted separately. But he, like, still keeps the assumption of the fact that they're mostly important to count them. So, like, Rav Chaim Heller has some suggestion that, like, the Rambam changed his mind at some point. He has some proof from the Ramban. But it's like, seems, Frankel points out, like, bizarre to point say that Rav Avraham Ben Rava didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, he's a better answer.
So we were wondering, Ira and I were wondering if perhaps this plays into the point that if you follow the Rambam as we have him, there's a kasav, there's a minyan mitzvah for Tvul Yom, but not for Mechusa Kippurim, because Mechusa Kippurim is already has a Shein Tahor, just that he's going to have certain qualities of a Tamei, as opposed to the Tvul Yom. There's a concept that gives him a Shein Tamei, similar to what it's according to Moshe. He's going to have a Shein Tamei, and therefore that's going to require a Gzeres HaKasav to establish that new shame, that new status, as opposed to the Mechusa Kippurim, who doesn't have a status anymore, even though sometimes he's going to have that, you know, he's going to have that identity of a Tamei, but it doesn't have the shame.
And that's what the Gemara means when it says Mila. If you take the Gemara Mstachim, then Mila by Mechusa Kippurim.
I don't know, because Mila sounds more like a Drabbanan, and it goes back to the question of how to read that Mishnah in Kalim, whether it's a Din Darais or a Din Darabanan. But it was more, we were thinking it more in terms of the Briscoe Rav's distinction, they quotes Rav Chaim, that, you know, you can distinguish between the status of the person, whether he's Tamei or not, versus the Tumma that he's carrying within him. That the Mechusa Kippurim may carry some Tumma, but he doesn't have the shame Tamei, whereas the Tvul Yom actually has the status of a Tamei.
That's not what the Gemara is talking about when it says Maila, then.
No.
Okay. Are you here?
And don't worry, Yehuda, there's always another game, Baruch Hashem. We're not despairing. Okay.
Okay.